Welcome to the Florida Council of the Blind Annual Technology Seminar, brought to you by the Technology Committee of Florida Council of the Blind. My name is Jason Goldfield. I am the chair of this wonderful, outstanding committee. And thank you for everybody being here today. Welcome everybody here in the room and to everybody on Zoom and listening on ACB Radio and Alexa and any other streaming devices out there. Today, we're here to talk about the BlindShell Classic 2 smartphone. There was another presentation yesterday done in another seminar, and for those who were in that other meeting, we appreciate it. However, today, we have two outstanding presenters that will be showing us and demonstrating us this wonderful and versatile device. We're going to be taking a look at a few of the basic features of the phone and showing you exactly how they work. Today, our presenters are Shelley Sawyer and Elizabeth Bowden. And without further ado, I am going to pass the mic over to Shelley, who will be opening up our presentation today.
First of all, I would like to know, is there anyone in the room who is totally and completely unfamiliar with this phone? Okay, you've never seen it, you've never heard it demonstrated. Okay, cool. That gives me an idea of where to start, and because we are going to have to, we're going to need more volume. Hang on just 1 second. All right, just turn the phone up. Okay, now can you all hear the phone now? Okay, that was me just turning up the phone so we'd have some volume. All right, this is the BlindShell Classic 2 phone. And right now I have it lying flat on the table. The screen is facing away from me. And you have a good size screen on this phone. Then you have 6 rows of buttons. On the front, you have a standard keypad. The 5 has a dot on it. Above the keypad, there is a button next to that. There are 2 lines. I was trying to decide if it was horizontal or vertical, and they're horizontal. Those are your typical up and down. No, I mean, they move up and down. The buttons themselves are horizontal. They go across. And then to the right of those, there's a small dot that when you press it,
11:23 a.m.
It'll tell you the time. It will also give you a list of
one of 7.
This is your main menu. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm going to just describe the phone. All your buttons are on the front. On the left side at the top are 2 volume buttons, volume up, volume down. On the top, there is, on the left at the very top, there's a headphone jack. And then to the right of that is your camera. On the right side, there's 1 long button. And that button does 2 things. If you press it once, it gives you your list of favorite applications. If you have created a list of favorite applications, they will come up here. If you press a button and hold it, then you have the opportunity to dictate. You can either give a voice command or you can tell your phone to open whatever app you want to open. Maybe it'll understand you and maybe it won't. At the very bottom is a USB-C port. This phone charges with USB-C, and it will come with a cable. It will also come with a phone cradle. I personally don't like it, but some people do. You can use it with the cradle or with the cable. I just plug it in with a cable, but it's you know, your preference. If you use the cradle, you plug the cable into the cradle and then plug it into the wall. So the next thing... Liz is going to call me. That's what the outline says. I'm supposed to receive a call.
So, So we're going to share the mic for a minute because Shelley needs to give me her phone number.
877-204-dial-contact-105-dial-number-205-number-4.
850. Oh, hold on. So I messed up, so I'm going to go back.
Dial number 850.
Okay. Do you know your phone number? Have you called yourself lately? Okay, so now we're going to push the button above the one, which is the call number. What's going to happen is Shelly's phone's going to ring, and she's going to push that same button, the one above the one, to answer our call. And then she can do make a contact if she'd like, or do other things, which we'll show you. So here she blows. So you're going to push the button. Hello. Well, okay, so we're going to hang up real quick because we're getting a lot of echo.
It's diagonal. You'll know it when you, and it's right below, it's on the right, and it's the second button down. It's above. Yeah. Okay. Richard does it that way. And I always get above what? I just know where it's above the three or it's above the one. And I always have to stop and think, but, okay. So now we're going to show you, we're going to put in a contact. There are several ways you can do that too. I'm going to do it. Oh no, you're not going to hurt me.
Dial contacts, 1 of 5. Dial number, 2, call history, 3 of 5. Phone calls, 2 of 5. 1 of 5, +1-853-288-917. 1 minute ago, incoming call, 1 of 29.
I'm gonna press OK.
5, 1 of 8.
It says, and I have a new menu here. I can dial her number, press the OK button, the button above the one.
Mobile, 1 of 4.
All right, we're gonna do that. Now that, it should have, okay, let's try that way. I've never done it this way, so I'm gonna learn too.
1 of 9.
All right, put it in as Liz. Oh, okay. No, put it in as Elizabeth, because I've already got you in as Liz. In fact, you're already in here, so.
So.
Do it either way.
Okay.
Make it quick. We'll do Liz.
Okay.
Now.
5 of 9.
No, you had to hit OK.
6 of 9. 4. 5 of 9. Home. 4 of 9. +1 surname. 2 of 9. Mobile. +1 8 surname. 2 first name. 1 of 9. First name.
Okay. You can dictate.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so she's going to type in a text using the keypad. So are all of you familiar with 1, 2, 3 is A, or 2 is ABC, 3 is DEF, etc.? Okay, so she'll press the 5 3 times. All right, now, oh God, now I have to think. You're going to, okay. Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to do
4 3 times.
8, 5.
Okay, and then 9 4 times.
X, Y, Z.
All right, now press the OK button.
Name, Liz.
Okay. Now go down.
2 of 9.
Yeah, this speaker does that, and I apologize for that. This is new, and I really. Okay,
three
that.
Nine.
Well, that's your number, right?
Yes.
All right, so you want to keep going.
Home, Four of nine.
Actually, go back up and click OK on that.
Mobile, plus 1-85032-8897. Three of nine. Mobile, plus 1-85032-8897.
Okay, now go down until you hit save.
Seven. Deleted. Seven.
It okay.
Plus okay. 1-85032-8897.
Right. You really can't mess up too bad with this phone. That's one of the beautiful things. Yeah. Or backward. So you're going to go down to save.
Four of network. Five other. Six of email address. Postal address. Save contact. Nine of contact save. Liz. 5 minutes ago. Incoming call.
We didn't put your last name in, so that's cool. All right, so now we have put in a contact.
All calls. One of five. Call history. Three of five. Call. 27.
And we're back to the main menu.
We will do that. Oh, I should, let me tell you this thing. When this phone boots up, it's going to take about 30 seconds. When you're going to press the back button, which is the diagonal button above the three. You'll press and hold it, the phone will vibrate. Then you wait. And when it is totally booted up, it's going to play a little melody. I was going to do this, but I had to turn the phone on to pair the speaker. It's going to play a little melody, and then it will come up and it will give you the time. You can set that little menu up. You can customize it a little bit. When mine comes up, it tells me the time. If I hit the OK button at that point, it will go to my main menu.
Dial number 254.
The first thing on the menu is call. You're going to have to go back because now you're in the call menu.
11:34 a.m.
Okay, now hit OK.
107.
And then just go down.
Yeah, there's two ways.
Right.
Message 207.
Now in there, you can send a message. Your messages will all be in there. They're called conversations like they are on a smartphone. You're going to have to go through it all.
That's,
and every menu has its own menu inside it. So this phone is menu driven. If you get really good with it, you can memorize what number is what. So when you get into the menu that you want, you can just press your menu choice. Like when you get to your main menu, if you want to call, you can hit one. If you want to do something with messages, you can hit two. If you want to work with contacts, you hit three, etc. Liz is going to turn off her phone. So where is your phone at? Because I don't know. I mean, so she hit the seven. She wants to turn off her phone. So hit OK. Right. And it'll say shutting
down.
And then it'll vibrate, which you can't hear. I'm sorry. And it did vibrate. So now her phone is off. But the problem is now you've got a wire attached to yours. Okay. So Liz, turn your phone back on. Then everybody can hear what it sounds like when it comes up. Now you wait, and it will take about half a minute to boot up. It came up and it said, it gave the time. I couldn't hear exactly what it said because your volume went down. Yeah, it did play the song that I used to. Oh.
So I'm going to tell you some more about the phone while Shelly's, we thought hers got impaired because it started talking by itself, but I guess it came back to life. All right, so now my Braille display shut down.
I'll send a text message.
Okay, she's gonna send me a text message. So she's going to go to the main menu, or she can go to contacts. She's going to press the dot that's above the OK button, and it will tell her what her notification is. She can go through this menu, or she can press OK to get her notifications. Ooh. He says it's clean, so it's safe for us to read that. So he sent her a message, so she's going to push OK on that message. Go down to messages. There you go. And then she's going to... She's got conversations, number 4. So she's going to hit that. OK. Okay, and she said it says conversation with Richard Sawyer. Okay, let us do lunch after the meeting. I love you, is what it says. So now that she's read her message, she can hit the back button, and then now it's showing the action she can do with that conversation. Okay, and then she can go into that one, or okay, so if she wants to go out, what does she need? She's going to press and hold back, and it'll take you all the way back to the main menu. You could dial a number from there if you knew somebody's number and just wanted to dial it instead of getting a contact. You can do that from almost anywhere in the phone. You could press and hold the back button and get to the main menu. Or you could press the dictate button and tell it something to do. Well, it's a little fast thinking. Yeah, so she's going to try again. She told it, call Jason Belfield. And it's gonna say. There it goes. It will repeat what she dictated. Now she's going to call it. And he stopped her, answered it or whatever. I know. So these are some of the basics of this phone. It gets a lot deeper, a little faster. But why don't we tell the people why we chose to get this phone? Just so they'll have an idea. I know I did it because a lot of technology is all about choice. And I taught technology on things from people's answering machine to paper clips. Depending on what their needs were, that was what we taught. And so one of my things about the iPhone, I'm a good iPhone user and, you know, don't have any problem with it, except that I missed the little buttons that I could just do and dial somebody up, right? I also okay, yeah, I will. So I missed the buttons. I did not like whenever I hung up my phone that the music would come on. And I wanted a little bit of variety, and I figured, I thought it out. I thought, okay, if I get one of those, a little keyboard for it, it's gonna be two things to charge up anyway. So why don't I get another phone that I can play with, right? Because I always like to play with stuff. Technology and me that we just explored, do all kind of things with it. And that's one of my hobbies. It's kind of expensive, but that's okay. So the other thing was that that where my parents live is out in the country. And when I use my iPhone, it's on one bar. When I bought this phone, I did set it up myself, and I got a subsidiary of AT&T, you know, that uses AT&T towers. And magically enough, I have three bars when I'm out in the great old metropolis of Chemehla, Florida. And so I'm keeping that so that I can always have a way to call. And it does show me a little bit about what Androids do and what their abilities are, you know, what kind of things you have to do to use one. And so I think that's useful for me as well. So that's why I got mine. So I'm going to pass it over to Shelley.
I got mine for some of the same reasons, but I had another reason too. It's so much fun when you call the bank and you hear, please enter your card number. Well, you got a flat screen in front of you, and one of two things can happen. Either you can't find the numbers fast enough, which is a challenge even on a push button phone, or you find that you have no screen whatsoever. You're just swiping and there's just nothing there, no screen, or your phone isn't active, or something happens and you just, there's no way. And I thought, I want my buttons. When the bank says, please press one, or please press whatever, I want to know where that button is and press it. So that was another of the reasons that I got one. I haven't had it real long, so I am learning as I go, and which is why Liz is going to tell you about Bard, because I'll be honest, I just really have not got the hang of that app yet, so I did not want to demonstrate it. So here's Liz.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm going to do it really fast. But we do have... it does have the Bard app, and it does actually work real nicely. It was one of those Android things. I couldn't figure out how to work it for about a day because I kept missing the download button on the bottom of the thing after I picked the book. That's all right. So we're going to go to the main menu, and I happen to have, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to push the favorites button on the right side. I muted it for some reason. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do favorites again.
Alarms, 2 of 4. Bard Mobile, 3 of 4. Same at bookshelf. Okay. So, now it's just.
I'm holding the microphone and trying to aim it at the speaker at the same time. Because I can't do it. All right, so we're going to go use the menu for Bard. The first thing is your bookshelf.
More options. Bookshelf selected. Bookshelf selected.
Okay, so if I go to bookshelf, it's just like the one on the iOS. It'll show me my list of books. More options will get into searching and finding a book, downloading it, anything else that you would like to do. So for time's sake, we're going to go into my bookshelf.
Get books. Get book. Bookshelf. Selected. Bookshelf. Get books. Get books. Settings. Set. Now reading. Now reading. Now reading. No book is currently selected to play. Please select a book from bookshelf to play. Last item. Now reading. Selected.
Okay, so in my zest to keep everything neat and clean, okay, we're going to do that.
No book is currently selected to play. Please select a book from bookshelf to play. Last item. Now reading. Selected. Settings. Get books. Get book. Get books. Settings. Get books. Select. Get books. Get books. Settings. Get books. Bookshelf. 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 Get books.
Oh, you know what? I'm not hooked up to the internet on this phone, so it's not going to let me. Yeah, but so if you hit get books, it looks about like the part on the iOS part where it has the sections, same sections. Let's see. Most popular, most recent, search the collection. And then there's, you can do the magazines. And then when you get to your book, so say if you did most popular, you pick a title. You go down arrow to the bottom of the screen, which if you want to do that, you can push and hold the down arrow button. And it'll take you to the very bottom of the screen real fast. You go to download. And then it brings another thing. Are you sure you want to download?
I'll show you something fun. If you find that you're on a dial-a-ride or whatever, your paratransit, and you find you need some time to kill. So I'm going to press my favorite apps button.
11:51 a.m. 1 of 16.
I'll press 2.
No.
This is a card game, and I enjoy this game. All right, so it's giving me a choice here. I can play a new game. I can look at the statistics. It'll tell me how many games I've played and how many I've won, and we're not doing that right now. And there are settings. But so I'm going to choose new game.
Game started, you have 4 cards. Opponent has 4 cards.
Now,
opponent played 7 of diamonds.
Okay, all you're really doing is you either play the same. My opponent does this to me every time. There are rules to this game, and one of them is if your opponent plays a 7, you either have a 7 and play it, or you get to draw however many cards it says you have to draw. The object is, of course, to get all your cards played and go out first. You're playing against a computer. So my opponent played a 7.
7 of hearts.
I have a 7, so I'll play it.
Playing 7 of hearts. Opponent took 4 cards.
My opponent has to take 4 cards.
9 of diamonds. 1 of 10 of diamonds. 2 queen of spades. 3 of 4.
Now, I can play this queen and change to any suit I want to.
Change suit to hearts. 1 of 4. Change suit to diamonds. 2 of playing queen of spades.
Now, we're not going to play the whole game, but I have a lot of fun with this, and it's a stress reliever until you get mad at your opponent. my opponent always has 7s and aces, and I never have any. But it's fun, and there are several games. There's this one that's called Mau Mau. There's Hangman. Richard can spend hours playing Hangman. There's Simon. Do any of y'all remember the old Simon game where you played, you Yes, you match the sounds. Well, this works the same way. And it can get tricky. There is a tic-tac-toe game, which I cannot figure out how that game works. I just can't get it. Seems like there's another. There's a memory game where it'll play different sounds and you have to match them. Like you have to pick out the one that's the same as the one you just heard. And it has different categories. You can choose farm sounds or traffic sounds. There are several different things. But there are games in there that you can play too. So it's fun. There.
Shelly doesn't want the microphone now. Now we're going to go through two of the things that we needed to go through before we ended. She's going to text to Richard. There she goes into the text box. So she typed an S and all the S's came up. So she can find the people really fast in your contacts. She sent, "Are you awake?" question mark. And it said, "Are you awake?" So now she can press OK again and it will send it. Your things are sent, discard. And there it went. It did two things. It sent the message to him, made a sound on his phone, and made a sound on her phone that it was sent. Yeah, and it has some low vision stuff, including a flashlight. And it does do a lot of the things your iPhone will do. But it leaves them in a linear format that you can use a lot better than if you're confused or sort of intimidated by a touch screen. And like we said, a lot of people like it because of the buttons. Right, because they get to push all those little buttons. So the one part is where to buy. Where to buy depends on what you want. If you're a little bit tech savvy and you want to set it up for yourself, there are several places you can buy it from. I bought mine from AT Guys. And so I didn't need any help, but their tech support is outstanding. There are other places that will go ahead and set up your service for you and put the SIM card and the stuff in the phone and, you know, get you a number assigned and everything. That happens at Accessible Electronics. if you have a SIM card and you're on T-Mobile, you mostly just have to put the SIM card in and you're done. So, and then of course you can buy it from Blind Show USA. There's also many, many vendors that sell it. So like I said, it depends on what you need to be done when you buy the phone.
List of places. Would y'all like it if we posted the list of vendors on the FCBL?
Yes.
We can do that. Okay. We have a list.
I'm going to do the first four because we don't know anything about. There's like the Wyoming Council of the Blind and Vision America and some other places that we don't really know. But we can do like the first four or five. That will show, you know, will show whether they, all of them provide tech support. Some of them also provide your provider setup as long as, you know, when you call in the, like if you call Accessible Electronics, he'll ask you, you know, how much do you want to pay, you know, per month? And, you know, then he has, I think, two or three options for setting up your phone line that way. Now, what I did was I actually did mine through the company that he uses, H2O. And I'm just explaining this, so I'm gonna explain my setup because what I did was, because I want to dial people with the buttons, so I forwarded my iPhone, the voice part, to this phone.
Just to give you a time check, Elizabeth, you've got 5 minutes.
I know. So I'm done.
We're going to do questions now, just really brief. We're going to take questions here in the room, and then we'll do Zoom. So do we have a mic runner? Do we have someone who can run a mic for the people in the room? Or we can repeat the question for people to hear it on Zoom. Okay, no mic runner. So, okay. The gentleman wants to, and who is this? Okay, Jack wants to know if this is an Android device. This is running Android under the hood, so you can't get to the traditional like Google Play Store. You can only download the Blind Shell approved apps. And he wants to know the price of the device. It is $489. Yeah, a lot of places, a lot of the different vendors had payment plans, so it depends on which vendor you go with. Depends on if you have an option for a payment plan or not. And Blind Shell USA company directly does. And we'll post that information on the website, on the FCBL website as well, our mailing list, I'm sorry, on our website. Our FCBL mailing list will post that information as well. Any other questions here in the room? Okay, so the question was, they wanted to know if you use the number to call Uber, which was published, and they send you a code, can you do that on this phone as well? And the answer is yes. Any other questions in the room? Yeah, they wanted to know about what carriers are used. I believe it works out of the box on T-Mobile or any of their subsidiary carriers, and it does work on, I believe, AT&T. Yeah, if you change some settings on the phone, it will work on AT&T. There was a question that was asked in yesterday's seminar about Verizon. It doesn't officially work on Verizon or any subsidiaries as of yet. They say they are working on it, though, but they're not. They didn't give a time frame. Okay, hang on.
It does have the Audible app. I have not figured out how Audible works just yet. That's something I need to learn. There's a lot of apps. There's an app catalog in here that tells you what apps they have approved for use and what apps, you know, are available. And you can choose. Some of them are built in and you don't really have a choice. They're in there and you cannot delete them. Some of them, if you choose to download them, you can delete them later if you find out you don't want them or you don't use them or whatever. You just have to play with it. It does have a removable battery. Thank you for that. I forgot that.
All right. We have time for one more question room, and then we'll see if anybody on Zoom has any questions. Go ahead, Judy.
Judy asked whether the phone would work for someone who has a dual disability, that is a vision and hearing loss. And the information that I've read says that if you use a hearing aid that is not controlled by a smartphone app, it will most likely work. That means you can hook it up by Bluetooth to your hearing aids. If your hearing aids use an app that's controlled by your phone, it won't work with those hearing aids. So you have to take a look at the hearing aids that the person is using to see, you know, which kind. You know, what is, how do they run? What works?
All right. Okay, hang on. Let's go to Zoom if we can. Okay. Could you hold your question? Because we can have people come up here at the end of the presentation so we can give our Zoom people a chance before we close out.
We have no hands in Zoom, so you're good.
No hands on Zoom. Okay, then we'll take the one more question here in the room. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, there are it does speak in multiple languages. It has several voices. Well, thank you so much, guys. I know we barely scratched the surface today of this wonderful fall device, but in the interest of time, that's all we had time for. I believe Our two presenters will stick around for a few minutes if they can, and you can come up and see the phone and all that. We really want to thank you. I want to thank both Shelley and Elizabeth today, and enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of our convention.